I heard there's an Indian Day that they would celebrate here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, that goes way back. When I was a kid.
The second year the town was formed. Hmm? The second year the town was
formed. Yeah, well, because I know it's been here as long as I've been here. But, boy, we used to have a big celebration. We had Marion, we got acquainted with him, and he'd come in and set up
rides,
you know, and he had a lot of concessions. Oh, man, and we'd have people, they'd estimate from 50,000 to 60,000, but I think Leo Wolf was always a little over.
Well, we had a big crowd for the centennial.
Oh, I know, yeah.
For the centennial, we were up in Minnesota once, and we went to Hackensack, and here they had all those rides we used to have. So we spoke to the owner. Oh, she said, yes, they could come down into Iowa.
What a treat.
And we were planning on them. Then about the last week, what did they do? They went bankrupt or something?
Yeah, well, we had to pay them $3,000 to...
To agree to come.
Agree to come, yeah. But, no.
They didn't come.
Nope.
So we went to Des Moines once to see Art on the Bridge, and we had exactly what they had there. We had this trampoline, you know, in a tent, and the kids could jump around in it, and some other rides too.
Yeah.
Now we have homemade fun.
Well, Miriam, the guy, it's hard to hire a concession outfit for one day because it costs too much to come in and set up and tear down.
You should have it for a week or two.
So where our Indian Day is kind of a little bit of the past, but it sure isn't what it used to be.
But we have a nice parade.
Yeah, we always have a big parade. I don't know.
So what did you two do when you were dating? What did you do for fun?
Oh, the night I came to town, a theater opened in town. They'd had some makeshift theaters before, but the Calice store had burned that winter before I came. And they divided it into half a general store and dry goods and everything. And the other half was a theater. And
the Bartlett brothers put it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice theater, and it ran for...
So that's what we went to see every show, I think. And we walked.
And we walked, yeah, because I didn't have a car. And I had to borrow my dad's car, and that wasn't available too often. And so we got...
So when did the bowling alley? I heard that you used to have a bowling alley here in town.
Gosh, we had a bowling alley underneath one of the saloons, they call it. But that was such, you know, that we didn't have automatic pincers or anything. As a kid, I'd go down and work for 50 cents or a dollar a night setting up pins, you know, on the thing. And then the smoke would get so thick in there, you couldn't even see the other end.
But, fire trap.
That didn't last too long. But then over here in the Coliseum, they put in a nice six-lane bowling alley, and that went for many years.
Yes, and before that, they had roller skating.
Oh, yes, and then before that, we had orchestras and big dances. Lawrence Welk used to come every week, you know, or every month, I should say. But that's when he had his little... Just starting, you know.
Where would they play? They came here to, Lawrence would come to Titanca?
They'd come through the, they'd have a big dance, man. It was a lot of.
What building was it held
in? The Coliseum.
It's still here.
Yeah, the Coliseum is still here.
And now they don't bowl yet, do they?
Well, they're in there yet, but no.
And the owner sells mattresses out of it.
Well, he sold out now. He sold his outfit.
Yes.
And sold the mattresses, too.
Okay. We'd have a new bowling element manager every once in a while.
Yeah, but it was a good thing.
And we have a community center, which is very small. It should be bigger. It was a building built by an electrician, and he lived in the back part, and he had a fireplace. I worked with it, and then we turned it over to the town council, and they whipped out everything, the fireplace and the living area and so forth. I was disappointed they didn't leave that fireplace in. But anyway, it wouldn't have been used now.
It's still been used.
Oh, yes.
It's a nice area. Yeah.
We have lots of things in the community center.
So do the two of you stay here all winter, or are you snowbirds? Do you go?
Oh, no. We went to Phoenix one winter. We didn't like it.
Don't mind the winters in northern Iowa, or you've gotten used to them?
Oh, no.
They're beautiful.
It's nice to enjoy the change of seasons, you know. Yeah, I think it is anyway.
They're beautiful.
We have a nice home. We don't have to go out if we don't.
Do you do anything? Are you guys into technology at all? Do you have a computer at home? Or
I have. I started out with Radio Shack, and he came over and installed it for me. Now, you wouldn't do that, you know, today. But I had Scriptset, and there was no hard drive at that time. You had to insert a floppy disk first and so on. And then when we went to our lake place, I bought a laptop, and it was easy to run. I have Iowa Network Services. And then it wore out, and I had to get a new one. And now it has so many plugins. This doesn't.
Well, Aaron, that's our grandson that's here in town, and he works at the bank. He's got a degree in computer science, or whatever you call it, from Iowa State. And so he takes care of all the our computers at the bank, and he keeps her going. I made a mistake when the computers came out. I just thought I wasn't going to get into that, so I didn't, and I should have, but I could still do it, I suppose, but I'm not going to, not at 92.
So do you remember, was there any ever a big tragedy or anything that happened in town over the years that happened in Titonka?
Well, we had that Calise fire. That was a tragedy as far as I was concerned. That was the biggest fire that I can remember. As a kid, I can remember the Lamoureux garage burning on the south end there, but I wasn't interested in
that. But we have not had any murders or anything.
No. And we haven't been, we've been real fortunate in that we haven't lost very many people by accident or cars or anything. No, not that I can recall anyway.
So after World War II, did a lot of businesses go under? Or did Main Street change at all then after the war?
No.
No, not really. We had we're kind of an inland little town here, but we had pretty loyal following of people that do business here, and I think we fared pretty well.
We had two hardware stores.
We don't have any.
And we had a gamble store.
Yeah.
And of course, when those people died, then they didn't come in.
No.
And we had a
farm store.
Farm store. And
That didn't fare too well. That was afterwards.
After the hardware stores, but
yeah.
But you could go there and get a few things.
Yeah, but then George had an accident. His wife was killed in an accident, and he was in the car, and he was pretty well buggered up too, and he hasn't really recovered yet. Yeah.
Is there anything else you can think of that you'd like to tell us about Titonka, or living here, raising a family here?
It's been a wonderful place to raise the family, I think.
Yes, it is. A small town.
But, yeah, we had a good school. We had some real good administrators of our school for many years. Of course, now we've lost our high school right now. So, but
do you ever have any of the teams, the high school teams, go to a state on any of the...
Oh, yes.
Well, last year.
This year, our girls' team went.
Yeah, they went to the state. Well, it was our... Four of the five girls are from Titanic, and one of them was from Crystal Lake.
And they're still in school. One night, we had a little three-year-old girl lost.
Oh! Yeah.
I woke up, and we live across from the schoolhouse, and the gym was all lighted up. And I thought, well, they must be going to a ball game or something. And the school bus brought in a bunch of men and put more men on them. They combed through a cornfield, and they could not find her. And when the daylight came around, she walked out of the field with her dog. It was 3 years old. But you know, they plant the corn so tight now, mm-hmm, that they couldn't, they said they probably walked right by her but couldn't find her.
Well, she was sleeping, yeah.